Kathleen Lavey from the Lansing State Journal. Kathleen, how are you?
Great, Tony.
I like to talk education issues with you because you have that great journalistic perspective, but you also have that parental perspective, which I know probably causes your ears to even listen a little bit more closely because your own kids are affected by what's going on.
It's true. My kids are in the East Lansing School District, and we've had our own budget cuts, and I am very clearly attuned to how these types of things affect the children.
Well, it was funny reading the headline of your story. Nothing dramatic, nothing eye-catching. They just laid it out. Lansing School Board passes $173 million budget.
And that is a miracle in itself. Right up until the last minute on Wednesday, they were still crunching numbers on this to see whether the employee concessions were going to make a big enough difference. I think everyone was extremely pleased to learn that they did.
And attending that meeting last night, tell me about the vibe. Tell me what you saw and what you heard.
Well, you know, we have talked a few times through the spring about the level of contentiousness on this board, and I really did not get a lot of that last night. The board members all seemed very pleased that the unions and the negotiating teams, and some of the board members participated in negotiating themselves. Everyone seemed very pleased that they were able to pull it together and grateful to the employees for taking one for the kids. Jack Davis and Amy Hodgen did vote against the budget, and Jack felt that they had given too many management rights to unions. But other than that, everyone was pretty much of an accord that this was what had to happen.
Do we know specifically yet how many jobs are going to be lost?
You know, that is in the documents. The one of the things about the agreements that they made with the unions is that about 50 teachers who would have lost their jobs are not losing their jobs now. So they managed to get some job preservation into this as well. So I think, you know, in that particular scenario, more teachers working, fewer teachers laid off, and everybody agreed to take a pay cut to make that happen. It's kind of amazing. And some of the other union groups, one of them at least is taking some furlough days, which many of us in private industry are familiar with. They've just gone for a whole, they have had cuts in the type of health care that they have. It's one of those things where they've really kind of looked in every area to try to take a little bit and not degrade too much, but get what they needed.
There are more than 900 teachers, more than 2,000 employees represented by seven different union groups. I saw that the LSEA president said it's been a long 6 weeks, a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails with so many entities involved working this deal must have took a lot of time.
Well, you know, Shirley Rogers, who is the board president, told me that they had had a couple of negotiating sessions with the representatives of all eight labor groups as well as the school board that lasted over 12 hours each. So they began at noon and got out at 1 o'clock in the morning. I think that is a lot of dedication by the employees. Dan Hamilton, who is the AFSCME rep for a couple of the district unions, said that he has never really seen or done anything like this, kind of unprecedented.
T.C. Wallace is still under the fire. There was going to be a meeting set for tonight, and apparently that has been postponed to July 29th, talking about his evaluation. He comes from a school district that I went to in Mount Clemens, so I had heard a little bit about his tenure there. As a matter of fact, he left somewhat of a little negative wake there. He is under a lot of scrutiny. We are running the cut from a resident wanting the school district to buy out his contract. And with the merit scores coming in, Lansing's students, the juniors who were tested, improved some, Kathleen. But when you look at those test scores versus the ones in Okemos and East Lansing and DeWitt and Williamston and Grand Ledge, they're way behind.
I think that everyone agrees that there were some disappointments regarding the test scores. And I spoke with the district's chief academic officer, Terry Spencer, last night regarding this issue, and she gave me an interesting piece of paper, which I'll be writing about shortly, that looks at when they take the information that was released on Tuesday by the state of Michigan is the raw MME scores. When they process this for their state report card, which will come out later in the summer, they remove the students who were not educated in Lansing for the entire year. Kids that moved are out of that group because the district should not be held responsible for kids that it didn't educate. And the scores go up significantly when you exclude the kids that have moved. And mobility is a problem in urban districts. People move around from house to house within the district. They move in and out of the district. So that's one of the issues that Lansing faces, that the suburban schools do not.
And talking about T.C. Wallace, his job is in jeopardy?
You know, I might have said that earlier this spring, but my gut instinct is that that has blown over to a degree, because they have managed to balance this budget. They have managed to get on a little bit better of a wavelength. You know, I'm not holding my breath that there will never be dissent again, but they were very cordial in postponing the evaluation meeting last night, and there was no contention about it. A couple of people said, yeah, you know, I really sort of object to this, but it was kind of in a, it was almost like a rote objection, not necessarily we have to do this right now kind of thing. So I don't know if they have reached a new rapport. I don't know if the board feels like that it won some of the concessions that it wanted from Dr. Wallace and the other administrators. I don't know if everyone is just so giddy that the budget is actually balanced, that there's a lot of goodwill out there right now. But it was definitely a different tone last night.
All right, so let's suppose, all right, we know that we have a budget. Let's say Mr. Wallace comes back. Let's say that the test scores from the merit test are upgraded somewhat, if you will. What's the next big hurdle for the district?
Well, there are a couple of big hurdles, and one is the continued academic performance and the turnaround of Eastern. Got to keep an eye on all three high schools, and Gardner Middle School failed to make AYP last year. So when those scores come out later this summer, we're going to have to keep an eye on all of those buildings. I mean, they're making some progress, but they're not all the way there yet. The other thing is that I asked Dr. Wallace last night when they were going to start working on the budget for 2012-13, and he said Friday. the way that everything is structured, they are already aware that they're likely to face a deficit in the coming year, so that's something they're going to be working on right away.
You know, Kathleen, people who are in that business, I just don't see how they do it, because it's so tough. It seems like the times are so tough economically. You're cutting jobs, you're cutting programs, and then when you put on top of that the fact that the students aren't achieving as well as they should be, what a challenging job.
It is huge, and I think that Dr. Wallace was kind of addressing this issue, and so we need to break it down, and we need to work on, you know, we need different groups of people working on different things. Their academic team is working really hard. The board members stepped in, and the district negotiators and the union negotiators all did a great job of fixing the budget problem. Dr. Wallace did say last night, and I think I quoted him in my story, and emphasized the fact that he said the employees in this case were not part of the solution. They were the solution.
And, you know, in looking at all this, Kathleen, what I've come to find out, it seems like the teachers have been taking the heat, not only statewide, but locally here, when it comes to concessions, when it comes to all the things that they have had, some of which they've given up in terms of health care, in terms of what they pay for that health care, in turn for retirement benefits, in terms of a lot of different issues. But when you look at these test scores, it's a failing of everyone. It's a failing of the administration. It's a failing of the teachers. It's the failing of the students themselves and the parents, those of us who have not been supporting our kids enough.
Exactly. And I think everybody needs to step up to the plate and address this issue.
All right, Kathleen, as always, thanks so much. I appreciate your time.
All right, take care.